reason first and then converse.
Welcome back to Think America with Terry Gilbert.
So there's a new movie called Tully. Have you heard about it? Starring Charlize Theron, and it is being billed as an ode to motherhood, laying out the character's postpartum experience. And a lot of women are going to see it, and then they say, oh, you know, I just didn't know it would present postpartum disorder as like a psychosis, like it's just, you know, you're mad. I've invited Dr. Rebecca Chilvers to the program. She's a fertility specialist of Texas in that group. She's a physician. And we thought we would sort of break down what is postpartum. A lot of the audience is not female and they haven't given birth, Dr. Rebecca. So we're going to get into a little bit of that, about that, and then sort of talk about whether there is a psychosis at all with regard to postpartum effects after you deliver. Hello, doctor. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Let's just give us the kind of overview of how you would describe, as a physician, postpartum disorder, or just postpartum, right?
Well, there's postpartum depression, and then there's like the postpartum baby blues. So most women, when they have a baby, they'll have the hormonal changes after delivery where certain hormones, estrogen, progesterone, they drop. And, you know, it's a big change from what the woman's been experiencing through her pregnancy. So, you know, it's common for people to have some like baby blues where they just feel, you know, some mood swings. And, you know, that can last for, you know, a few hours up to 2 weeks and things after delivery. But, you know, there's things that can be compounded by like sleep deprivation, you know, lack of a lot of help with the baby, et cetera. I mean, it's pretty much, there's a lot of things that only mom can do, such as breastfeeding, et cetera. And even though, you know, having a baby is a wonderful experience, and, you know, like my patients really want, you know, to have a baby, so they're seeing me for fertility treatments, et cetera, but, you know, women go through a lot. So, you know, to differentiate postpartum depression from, you know, baby blues, it's more, you know, persistence, you know, more anger, irritability, crying a lot, people feeling guilty. And I think some women that are having like premature babies and stuff, they're more apt to experience these things, but, or compounding other things with life stressors or even having miscarriages, people have, you know, obviously situational depression, but,
isn't it also associated with how quickly the estrogen drops and the progesterone drops? And that's different with different women. You mentioned 2 weeks,
true,
and it could be maybe up to a month, and it's compounded with lack of sleep, and if you're breastfeeding on top of it, you're tired, you're et cetera, you're irritable. But isn't there some women, their estrogen and progesterone drops so quickly, it's like they hit the wall and they get goofy, just goofy in the head, and they're mad, and they start throwing things, and they even might want to kill their own kid, the brand new baby.
Well, I think that's a minority of people that get to that extent, and that would be really more of a, like a postpartum psychosis, where people have like thoughts of harming, you know, their child, or intense worry about the baby to the point that they, you know, they start getting somewhat of a, you know, psychosis. You know, even want to harm themselves. You know, things like that. That's like on the that end of the spectrum. So there really is a wide range of things, and you know, more women that have had other predisposing conditions where they've had, you know, to be on antidepressants in the past, or some of those women are more vulnerable to those hormonal changes. Like some women get depressed during just their, you know, menstrual cycle, and so this is a much bigger change in hormones than that. So you're correct. It does have a lot to do with
that. Well, and I always thought, and you're the specialist, I always thought that if it drops quickly, there's more of this so-called disorder or even psychosis, which is kind of promoted in this movie, Tully.
I haven't seen the movie. I've heard a little bit about it, but I haven't seen it.
And so let me get into that a little bit, because the hook here is the movie. And I didn't book you knowing whether you saw it or not. And it's irrelevant in that regard. It's just that it's a hot thing right now. A lot of people are talking about this movie. And so women are going to see it thinking, oh, I'm going to identify with this beautiful actress. I think in she even gained like 35 pounds or 40 pounds or something to do the role. Mm-hmm. Brave of her, because that's gonna be hard to get off. But to be the method actress that she is in the role. Nonetheless, in this world of, and you say it's a minor percentage, of psychotic behavior, that is really what's manifested in this movie. And very troubling. So how do you know if you're going to be the one that is the psychotic, crazy, rhymes with rich, starts with B, I can't say the word on the air, or not?
Yeah. I think the main thing is to kind of like having people around you to recognize things, first of all, and having a support system, you know, because most moms, new moms, have some stress because they are somewhat worried about their baby. That's normal. But, you know, if people start having trouble making decisions, feeling like they want to isolate themselves, or, you know, they're just doubting their ability to care for the baby to the point that they're, like, crying all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, and then, obviously, the worst thing, I think the biggest telling thing, is if they really are having, like, thoughts about hurting themselves or their baby. And that's when they really need to, like, take a check back and say, hey, wait, you know, this isn't normal. I need to get some help, you know, and getting that social network, which is, some women just don't really have that, you know, like they're real fortunate to have help in some ways, but other women don't have much. And so I think sleep deprivation is one of the biggest things that moms battle. And then, you know, financial stressors and, you know,
I would agree with the sleep deprivation in my own, and I don't know if you're a mom, Rebecca, mm-hmm. but in my own life, well, good. So you relate even more. My daughter didn't sleep. I mean, literally she didn't sleep. I wound up, this is a true story because where we were living at the time, there was no doctor that could address it. But I wound up calling a doctor in Chicago who said just the prior month, he was no longer doing therapy on the telephone. And I was at the time living in Louisiana at the time. And I just burst into tears. I said, she won't sleep. And putting her down, as she just after about
the baby.
I mean, it was just, was that good or not?
I hope. Very good.
Here's my theory. This sounds kooky, but my theory was, you know, she didn't kick a lot in utero. She was so tight. She was just tight as a little drum. She's like a little tree frog, and I was so concerned about putting her on her back. And when I did, she wouldn't have it because of SIDS and all of that. So she was on me. Of course, I couldn't sleep very well. And she would rest on my chest. But I was rocking and rocking and rocking and rocking and rocking.
It's hard. It's a different place when...
And she's tiny, you know. I didn't want to put her in bed with us. I'd roll over on her.
No. Yeah, you don't want to do that. As best as possible.
So I was getting goofy. I don't think I was psychotic, but I was close. Don't laugh. It happens.
No, sorry. Yeah, no, I understand.
Oh, I think back.
Do whatever it takes to get your baby to sleep.
Well, what do you say to women who are listening on this program and they go, that's me. I mean, for crying out loud, there's this whole movie and people are going, that's me. So it's there. It may be with a specialist like you, a small percentage, but it's real.
Mm-hmm. Well, the baby blues, you know, is somewhat normal. So I guess I would have people have some reassurance that some of these changes and feelings are normal. But, you know, do the best you can to, you know, if you can afford to hire help. If you have family in town, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help. Do what you can. If you have any, like, worrisome thoughts and you're really worried about it, maybe good to talk to somebody. I don't know when women are going to have time for counseling with a newborn baby, but maybe if they have, like, their mom or mother-in-law in town, they can take an hour to go, you know, talk about it. And that's assuming they're getting, you know, some sleep, too. That's probably step one. But, you know, even short-term medication, you know, antidepressants might be beneficial.
I went into my doctor and I said in tears, I said, I'm breastfeeding, I'm exhausted. I was in broadcasting, too, so I was doing morning drive. And then I was working television at night, and this was a while ago, but I mean, I was trying to sleep when she slept, and I was reading all the books and everything. I finally said, just give me the happy pill. Just give me the happy pill. I'm bursting. He's looking at me like, there's no happy pill. Your estrogen dropped.
You know, so many women are working moms now, you know.
You know how we finally got through it in our family? It was about 8 months, and we discovered the swimming pool, and she finally got tired because we were at the swimming pool. Just, you know, baby, the chlorine, the sun, not a lot, but after a while, she kind of, finally she would conk out. Because she wouldn't in the car, you know, I think drive around the block or put her in the pram and walk. It wasn't happening. She wanted to be on my chest all the time. And it was very stressful. Anyway.
Then they get older, but if you can get through the period of time and just collect people around you that can, you know, support you, I think that's the main take-home message is, you know, isolation isn't good. And, you know, it's a blessing to have a supportive spouse. But, you know, if you need to hire somebody that it's fine, it's temporary.
Oh, yes, I would agree. And, of course, if you're breastfeeding, you can't have a good glass of wine either. So that was a bummer.
True.
That was a bummer.
True.
Well, you're wonderful to talk to. Thanks for coming in on the program. And.